Brought to you by PayPal, official peer-to-peer payment sponsor of the NFL.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Check 1 2. Check, check 1 2.
I'm jamming.
Baba booey, baba booey.
600. What's the O stand for? Oh my God! It's
early. Todd, jack that. Stay tuned. Jack that sound up, buddy, if you can.
All right, take 3.
Morning mayhem starts now with David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore, live from the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studio, Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort.
Right away, a moment through train, take it right
there,
across
the
Mississippi clean.
That's this one. It's a bellow.
Somebody
right
help there. Me get out of Louisiana, just help me get to Houston town. Don't blow people there. Who care a little about me, and I'm
left to pull it down. Todd bought down one, and what to do. You gotta move it. Let's go. Wow, we're sloppy today. Sloppy.
Hit that driver now. Move it.
Let's go to the phones. What's up?
What's that bulge in his pocket?
It's steak and eggs, Rainwater. You're a weirdo. Go back to bed. Well, first come here and buy steak and eggs.
Yakshimash.
Dobre.
All right, is in the jackpot now.
Los Angeles. Oh, it's popping. It's jumping.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rock and roll has got to go.
What?
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor. Strength and honor.
Judge bigger than U.S. Steel.
Strength and honor.
I got to hand it to you. That was good.
Thanks, Terry.
Ah!
Los Angeles. Who is this? John. Hey, John.
That's the greatest. That is the greatest.
All right. Let's get this party started. It is 6:11. It just switched to 6:11. Glad you're with us on this Friday, August 14th. We're on the road at the Butcher Shop for our annual fundraiser, Steak and Egg Breakfast fundraiser for Youth Home. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, David.
Back in the studio, Todd Pierce. Good morning, Todd Pierce.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, gentlemen. Chuck Gatlin joins us. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, everybody.
How are you? Thanks for setting up. This is an annual tradition we've done for, what do you think, Rod? Ten years for sure.
Decade,
maybe,
yeah.
Maybe 10 to 15.
Hey, stop yelling.
14 years.
14 years, okay.
Everything, what time do we start selling steak? 7? 6:30? Should say 7?
I don't know.
7 a.m.?
7?
7.
7.
7. 7.
$20.
6, 7. Yeah.
Look at you.
How about that? $20. Yeah. All the money goes to Youth Home. Yeah. Thanks to Kevin Case and all the people contributing here at Youth Home and his vendors. And it's a great steak. It's a great steak. Yep. And an egg.
It is. It really is. I mean, steak, eggs, biscuits. Do they give us, is there a hash brown or something with it?
There's something.
There's something, isn't it?
There's something.
Okay.
Yesterday was a busy day. Of course, today, let's just real quick, we'll have our normal Friday lineup. We'll visit with RJ Hawk and Heather Baker. No Danny West today. We'll also visit with Steve Qualls, our NASCAR correspondent. And a couple other things. Of course, we'll visit with a lot of folks from Youth Home. Roger, the big announcement was yesterday for the Touchdown Club.
Yeah, dude, congratulations. It was
something I worked on for about 4 months. There's always something behind the scenes, as you know, Roger, trying to get that thing done and last-minute additions. And I think the response was positive. I think the big names, Emmitt Smith, who obviously was, he still owns the NFL rushing record,
sure
all-time
does.
Hall of Famer,
sure
one of the greatest
does.
Of all time. Lynn Swann. By the way, Emmitt Smith, 3 Super Bowl rings and a Super Bowl MVP. Lynn Swann, 4 Super Bowl rings and a Super Bowl MVP. Right. Both of those guys, NFL Hall of Famers.
Oh, yeah.
Then you got Doug Flutie, Heisman Trophy winner back from 1984. Signed the largest rookie contract in sports history by none other than
Donald Trump
was the one who signed him for the USFL Generals, New Jersey Generals.
How about that?
He's, in both, here's what's crazy, both Doug Flutie and Emmitt Smith, they have something in common off the football field. What is it, Roger?
Ooh,
I meant to say yesterday. I was so distracted that I forgot to include that, too.
Off the football. They have something in common.
Something in common that they actually perform well with off the football field. Todd, you want to take a shot at it? Todd doesn't know. Todd doesn't know. So,
I'm trying to think. Is it sports related?
Some will not call it a sport. Some will call it an activity.
Okay.
A high profile, I'll give you a hint, television activity.
Oh, damn, Doug Flutie?
Yeah, 1037. Yes,
I'm stumped, not stumpy.
Matter of fact, one of them, is a competition. One of them actually won it.
Oh, got it.
What is it?
You want me to do it?
Yeah.
Dance with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars,
okay.
Yeah. So both those guys. So Emmitt won it.
I don't remember.
Emmitt won the, what is it called, the Silver Ball?
Yeah.
What's the '70s?
It's not the disco ball.
It's like the disco ball.
What's it called?
The disco ball's on top of the trophy.
What's the ball
I
called?
I can't think. What is it? No. And then, Doug Flutie, Roger, he got 7. When he was in it. So good job by both those guys. And so you got those 3 guys. Then you got 2 great Razorbacks and Jason Peters, who will be a first-round NFL Hall of Famer. Coming back for the first time in a long time, he's going into the Arkansas Hall of Honor. Then we'll get him on Monday following that weekend. 20 years in the league, really impressive. Frank Ragnow, who also, again, one of the best offensive linemen we've had in the last 25 years. 4 Pro Bowls in only 7 years with the Detroit Lions, rather. So good to have those 2 guys coming back.
It's amazing
back.
That he's already done with his NFL career.
I know.
I think the one that gets me with that one is to know that Brandon Burlesworth would have been today he would be out of the NFL by 20 years.
I know. Gus Malzahn, controversial figure maybe with Razorback fans and
I am looking forward to this.
Yeah, that would be interesting. I'm anxious to see. I think it'll be a great. I think it'll be a great turnout. He was with the Razorbacks, of course, for 1 year with D-Mac and all that. But goes on to have a really great career. You know, I mentioned
just 1 year.
I mentioned yesterday. Yeah, just 1. He has beaten Nick Saban when Nick was in the SEC more than anybody else. Not many,
But he's tied with, I think it's Les Miles at LSU. Both of them only beat Saban, but beat him three times.
They have a winning record against
Saban? Not a winning record, oh, okay. But beat him three times. They played him eight, won three, Saban won five.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But yeah, but still, nobody had beaten Saban more than once or twice.
Okay.
Gus beat him three times. And then John Tyson. John Tyson is coming, a guy who knows. I think it'll be an interesting conversation about money in college sports, and it's especially interesting because Hunter Yurecek is not coming.
Yeah.
As we've been alluding to, that was going to be a storyline of this thing, that because of the bumpy road that that we've had with him. What did you hear? Did you hear the phrase I used? I said spirited debate. I said there's been spirited debate after his two appearances.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we certainly are disappointed he's not coming. So, you know, a lot of people have said
you handled it well.
Well, thank you.
You know, but it's one of those things that somebody once told me this. May rest in peace, Keith Vardeman. You know that a lot of my wounds have powder burns on them, and I think Hunter Yurecek's reason for not being here, he's got powder burns on him. I mean, they were from his own mouth.
Yeah.
You know, or if I may be so bold, by his own hands. That. The controversy was there, and I understand his pettiness. I don't mean that in a bad way.
Roger, I get
he's
it.
He's not used to that.
But we talked about this. So PR, that's what Larry, PR 101 would say, you go and you redeem instead of not going. And the other thing is he could have rolled in with plenty of ammo to say, you know, I might have not said things right last year, but I've got, listen to what I've done. We've raised $25 million for NIL. We've got a new stadium deal worth $70 million. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And he'd have come in there, but you know, he chose not to, and that's fine. But you're right. That was one of the big social media. We knew it was going to be. We talked about it. If he says no, that's going to be, it's going to be pointed out.
It's conversational whether he comes or not.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, we'd had a tradition 16 years in a row. Right. And then, of course, the other is the mystery guest that will be over at the Simmons Bank Arena. We just were not ready to announce that yet. I really wanted to. Really would have made the day a big day.
Yeah, yeah.
But we'll find out here in the next week. We'll be able to announce that. And
that's the beautiful part about that is that, yes, I wish you would have done it and been able to do that. And it would have made people go, wow, look at that.
Now.
Yeah. It's still there.
It is. It still will be a cool announcement.
With who you have.
Yeah.
I mean, I really am tickled that Gus is coming.
Mentioned John Tyson, who knows a lot about obviously college sports, and they got Wally Hall, a special deal for Wally, 50 years of being a sports writer. We're going to sort of celebrate that. Then this guy that not many people know about, Lance Barrow, who produced 6 Super Bowls, 24 Masters. He's one of the greatest sports producers of all time.
Okay.
Not many people know who he is, but I think he'll be intriguing.
No idea.
Did you see this name? Last name?
Oh my God!
Matt Stinchcomb, who is a All American at Georgia, will be our last speaker with our with the Ken Hatfield Award, and he won the academic Heisman and was a 2-time All American and first round draft choice for the Georgia Bulldogs. So really, of course, we didn't mention Ryan Silverfield. So it's going to be a fun year.
Yeah.
All covered by the buzz that will be there. Justin and Phil will be there every week, of course.
I think a ton of people are excited about hearing the new coach.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it'll be a big number. Larry Best joins us now. Good morning, Larry.
Whoa. That's listen.
Check.
Let's get that there.
Where are you?
Yeah, that one. Oh. Yeah, that's just that is a faulty. Let's give him three.
Give him three.
That is bad. Holy cow. We'll let MacGyver keep working on that. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. Can you hear me?
Yeah, just got a buzz there. That's okay. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, man.
Hey, everything gets in the way at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, the door is open.
$20 for a steak, egg, and what else? Is there something else?
We have coffee, juice, potatoes, eggs.
Yeah, potatoes.
That's
what
bad.
We got pastries. We got everything.
Goal is to sell out all the steaks that you have, which will be about 200, right? Around 200. I do want to thank Kevin Case, of obviously the owner of Butcher Shop, and all of his vendors who helped contribute.
Yeah, Benny Keith stepped up to help out this year as well, so that's great. Kevin Case and the Butcher Shop, Butcher Shop has been doing this back in the Al days.
Yeah.
You know, so it's good that they continued the tradition for us.
Chuck said 14 years. Is that right?
I started at Youth Home 16 years ago. So
isn't that amazing? Yeah. We've been doing that. And then we go back to what was the first year of karaoke? Well, of course, we did karaoke without Youth Home, I think, early, right?
Yeah, Christmas karaoke. Yeah.
The first few was we did not have Youth Home. And we added it.
You and Tommy did that.
So you guys are doing great work. For those that don't know, how many kids do you have out there at your facility?
In our PRTF, which is our intensive residential, we have 52 beds.
Okay.
In our QRTP, which serves kids in the Arkansas foster care system, we have 20 beds.
Yeah, you guys are doing great work while Roger and I, are silly 60-year-olds for 4 hours every day. So much respect for what you do. We just want to make sure you get the timing. 7 o'clock goes until the food runs out. You can get it to go. There'll be boxes to go here if you want to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cash.
Buy them for your office.
What about how people pay? Does it matter? You got all payment
plans? Apple Pay? We got all payment plans.
What'd you say, Roger?
Apple Pay? I don't even have
that one. Can I tell you, Roger? This one of the greatest things is having that thing on my phone, because when I've lost
Apple
my
Pay?
No, well, just the ability to pay with your phone. I don't know what that's called.
You can
pay with my credit card that's now on my phone.
See, I don't know. Can anybody do that?
Yeah.
Or do you have to have a bank that does that?
Well, no. You can just add your credit card to your phone.
You can.
It's a great deal.
Yeah, that way when you lose your phone, you lose everything.
I'm just a caveman.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It's so
cool. I don't know
cool.
about your fancy.
It's like, wait, what's this? Excuse me. And I'm like a Waffle House. I forgot my wallet. Can I use my phone? Yes, you may, sir.
Nice.
Let me just pull out my phone, my iPhone that can do everything. Oh. Zip, beep. Look, click, click. Zip, and then I love the sound when you put it across a little reader. And it ring.
Oh, does it?
The phone, vibrates. Phone vibrates. Ring.
I don't know that.
Cha-ching.
You know what? But there's a scene. If there was anything, like with Seinfeld, a TV show, there's nothing on there that dates it. You know, they don't have a cell phone a lot, but they do it towards the end. There's a cell phone. There's nothing that dates it. The only thing that dates the TV show Christmas, or the movie Christmas Vacation, is when they go shopping and they show the old credit card deal.
That's
the only thing. How far we have come. Now you can use your phone to do that.
Yeah.
So I think you can do that at Family Market convenience stores, too.
I think you do it everywhere now.
That's crazy. Yeah,
anywhere you can tap a card, you can tap a phone.
So,
I mean, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether a bank does it or not. It's not up to them. It's me putting that in my phone and going clickety-click.
Yep.
Okay.
He said clickety-click. I want to donate
to Youth Home that way as well.
I like where
your head's at, Larry.
I like it.
The one thing I was talking about, now, $20 is what it's going to cost. 100% of the proceeds go to Youth Home, and that provides things like clothing, school supplies, things like that.
Yeah, specifically this time of year, our school just started back a couple days ago. So this time of year, kids come to us all year long, but oftentimes they do not show up with school supplies. And we have a fully accredited school, part of the Pulaski County Special School District, and they have a full school day with, you know, multiple classrooms, multiple teachers, all special ed certified. And so they need everything any other child needs to be successful academically.
And listen, I don't care who you are. Every kid, every person, even an adult likes something new. Get a new box of pencils. I love it when I get my new mechanical pencils in the mail. But everybody wants that fresh notebook, wants that fresh pen or pencil or things like that.
The old Trapper Keeper. Oh,
100%. 100%. So that's where this all goes.
We need to do things. When we come back, we're going to throw out the song for Justin Moore's Finish the Lyric, brought to you by Hagen's Dodge. Also, Kate, by the way, says everybody on the planet does the phone except Hobby Lobby. Hobby Lobby doesn't do it for some reason. I don't know. That may be the only one that's not doing it. So, let's see here.
Chick-fil-A?
What's that?
Chick-fil-A does it?
All of them do it. It's the coolest thing ever. All right, if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 is the number. Anything else, Larry, we need to say? Get to work, young man.
Come and buy breakfast for your entire office.
Awesome. That's exactly right. Buy for your entire office. Go till the steaks are gone.
Until they're gone. Again, and that could be 9 o'clock, 9:30. So come here and you can get it to go. You can get it and take it to your office. And we are looking for some new Shap audio.
What do I need to do? Careful today. Anybody know what I need to do? Careful?
Yes, don't talk and chew.
Don't talk and chew. So we don't have another incident.
Steak is your friend.
What is another incident?
I think it was an incident.
A mistake.
We'll find it.
Yeah, all right. Do not go away. Live from the Butcher Shop, it's the Youth Home Annual Steak and Egg Breakfast. Don't go away. She wasn't there.
Brokers presents Razorback Graffiti every Monday with Morning Mayhem. One sentence to let the guys know how you feel about the Razorbacks. From Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
This is SportsCenter.
The Philadelphia Phillies jumped on the Minnesota Twins early and often Thursday to come away with a 7-1 victory at the Field of Dreams game in Dyersville, Iowa. Kyle Schwarber led the game off with a solo home run for the Phillies, who took a 2-0 lead later in the first inning on an RBI single from Bryson Stott. Schwarber added a 2-run home run in the fourth inning, and an RBI single from Bryce Harper gave the Phillies a 5-1 lead. Brandon Marsh added a solo home run for Philadelphia in the seventh. The two teams take today off before resuming the series Saturday in Minneapolis. Sticking with baseball, the Arkansas Travelers have a 3-game losing streak on their hands. They lost 11-8 to Tulsa last night in Tulsa. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
Network Services Group presents Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz. Network Services Group, one call does it all.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
It's still going to be very, very hot again today. Sunny with a high of 103. Heat index easily over 105, maybe as high as 108 or 109. Tonight, clear sky, warm overnight, a low of 79 degrees. Tomorrow, 103 again, and Sunday up to 104. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Join the zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday as Justin and Phil give you their Game Balls and Jockstraps on the zone from 10 till 1. It's all brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping, 501-794-2770. Call today to get your landscape updated to a whole new level and be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
FanDuel in partnership with Oakland Sports is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. Hey, baseball fans, the Major League Baseball season is in full swing, and FanDuel is giving you a chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home of home runs. So, are you ready to play your game? Head on over to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. That's FanDuel.com/Arkansas to opt in for daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of Major League Baseball. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. No purchase necessary. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at BellChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Washita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
Here's a message for all you fishermen out there. Have you ever taken part in a tournament where you can win $3,000 and have a chance to save a life? It could be your own. You can do both by signing up for the Real Fight Against Prostate Cancer Fishing Tournament. The event is August 29th. Everyone will launch from the ramp at Simmons Bank Arena in North Little Rock. Entry fee, $200 a boat. Launch time, 6 a.m. Weigh in at 3. Plus, there's a payout for big bass and gift cards galore. Larry Nixon, one of the top anglers of all time, will be on hand to meet and greet. Now, back to the fight against prostate cancer, which kills more than 35,000 a year. When detected early, the cure rate is 90-95%. So, what are you waiting on? Make plans to fish or come by the weigh-in, as there will be free on-site prostate screening for everyone who stops by. For more information, information, call 501-912-7888 or go to Facebook, Real Fight Against Cancer Fishing Tournament. All proceeds go to the Arkansas Prostate Cancer Foundation.
You're listening to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Christian Weaver, and Justin Moore.
A little Roger Scott action here.
Ba-ba-da-da. Well, I'm gonna let Travis do it.
Yeah. Come on. Oh, this is Travis, yeah. Not you.
Look at old Kevin Case in there.
He's moving, baby. It is 6:30 here at Youth Home. Been having a fun show today. We'll visit with their folks. Lost our cameras. Something went wrong. I see it. Uh-oh. We got Chuck here to help out. Today, Roger, also is, what is August 14th? Yeah. It is National Tattoo Removal Day.
Okay.
How many out there have gotten tattoo removed and why? Is it usually because of a significant other, mostly?
Yeah,
I would think so.
Yeah.
It's always about, because people always tell you, don't get a tattoo with somebody's name on there early in your life.
Yeah.
Do it on the backside.
You know, not to be macabre, but for loving reasons, I've seen several tattoos. I think a cool tattoo is if someone has the signature of that loved one on their arm. You know, where they are.
Yes.
Because the tattoo artists are just that.
Yes.
They take that signature and they do that. Or they take the, I guess it's the actual last heartbeat or whatever it is of that person or whatever, and you see it on the forum and things like that. But for the most part, you do have to have, if you do put that loved one on there, it's got to stick. You're going to have to change it up. You've talked about the fallopian tubes. Chick that had the fallopian tube tramps.
For those that don't know, she was doing she wanted to have both her daughter's names on there in a flowing way, and she heard the tattoo artist go, uh-oh, or something like, oh. And she's like, not good. And she looks, and it looked like fallopian tubes on the back, and she since had to redo that thing and make it look a little different. But National Tattoo Removal Day, and I think they've gotten better at it, too. I think they've gotten a little bit better at how they get that done.
Yeah. So instead of covering it up, they can erase it, right?
That, I think so.
Oh,
that's right. Todd, how are you back in the studio? Everything good with you, buddy? Second day of helping out this week. He may be busy cutting sound.
I think he's in there cutting sound that we're looking for. But we're also going to be looking for, listen, we've got to do either a movie review or
I'll tell you what, we'll do the Hawks Home Touchdown Club review.
Okay, Hawks Home Touchdown
Of the lineup.
Right.
Thanks to the folks at Brian and Kevin Hawks at Hawks Home. And then we're going to do Justin Moore Finish the Lyric, brought to you by Hagen's Dodge in Morrilton.
All right, do you have the song you want to
do? I
do
not yet. We'll pick it out. We'll let it know. It's easy to win.
Oh, yeah. There's
matter of fact, are you
sure? Because you know what you look like yesterday when I saw you?
What?
You look like I need a drink.
Oh, my gosh. Did I ever need a drink yesterday? Holy cow.
You sure did, boy.
Holy cow.
You sure did.
Well, thanks to everybody who came out yesterday. Big group. What a turnout. Yep. You obviously got to thank our presenting sponsor, Simmons Bank.
Hey, thanks to Simmons for the seat backs.
How about that?
I like that. You know what? Here's the, I only took one.
It was a, think about this, Roger. All that is an announcement about a list of speakers.
Uh-huh.
But that many people show up. They want to be supportive. All of our sponsors were there.
Well, I hadn't seen
volunteers.
I hadn't seen your staff and the volunteers
include Buzz folks. Like, I saw Hope there.
Hope and Leslie.
It was Leslie
there.
That I didn't see. I never saw you after I saw you that point. That was, I think, one of the reasons.
I sat back in the back. Okay, Chuck. So we go to Cliff Harris a couple of weeks ago, and that's the most recent one. And Baz looks at me when he gets through talking. He comes to, who are you? What are you doing? Where are you? And I go, what are you talking about? He goes, I just introduced you. You weren't here.
And so yesterday, I forgot to. I got covered up, and he was there. And then last time I did it, the whole room looks back there, and he's not there. So we just can't get our...
I was in the toilet. At Cliff Harris's thing. I don't think...
Yeah, but please welcome
I'm always going to talk about you. I'm always going to... So I even mentioned that to Wes Sutton yesterday. Wes is right on my left. I can touch him with my left hand. Steve is right on my right. I can keep my arm right around him. And I go... And I keep teasing, tongue in cheek, every time you're getting ready to say something. You say, well, I'd like to also thank somebody very special, this and that. And I always fake it, stand up, you know, like, oh, it's me, this and that. And I sit back down.
Well, thank you for reminding me about Dallas, that I did do it last time. And you did.
And I told them, I told those guys, I said, you know what? I'm here.
I think I did on purpose.
I'm waiting on my announcement. I'm waiting on my name to be announced. I'm his buddy. His buddy's right here. I'm here supporting. And I look over at Wes, and you go, and Wes Sutton, we want to say Wes. And Wes looks at me and goes, yeah, I got my name in. And then Qualls looks at me. Well, he didn't even think about you. Skip right over me. But you have me on your list.
On the list. I just, you know, I was sort of, I was sort of distracted because of an issue we were dealing with. But it's all good.
Yeah, it is.
Hey,
it is.
Roger, did you know last night, I forgot because we were so busy with other parts of the show yesterday, we had like six NFL games last night. Of course, they're all exhibition, and you don't know a lot of the players. But tonight, you got three: Denver at Atlanta, Miami at Washington, Tampa Bay at New York. The one I was going to tell you, did you see Michael Washington Jr.?
I did not.
From Vegas, a 50-yard run.
I did not.
Yeah. That too may be a player. Then you got game Saturday. Dallas will be in action against Seattle. Again, you don't really know who a lot of the players are. They don't want to risk their, you know, although Mendoza looked pretty good he was a rookie quarterback for Vegas. So you had that going on. Also, too, we had Isaiah Joe yesterday. If you missed it, about 7 o'clock. What a great guy. Yeah, he donates the $150,000 check in honor of his brother, John Joe.
Yeah.
And so you had that happening yesterday. Also, last night, Todd, I feel like that clip where,
Bill O'Reilly? No.
No, it's the NFL Todd. Guys. It's the Todd, the analyst, the NFL analyst.
Todd Christensen?
No, they get their argument. Todd is the guy who plays the big hair NFL draft expert.
I'm not helping.
Last night, Kyle Schwarber, they had the Field of Dreams game. I thought it was two nights ago, but that was a different level. Last night was the official one. And Kyle Schwarber hit two home runs, Roger, into the cornfield. You know, Field of Dreams into the cornfield.
It is so cool when you see anybody. I saw a clip where, was it the Bonds guys or the Griffies coming out of the corn?
Yeah, so cool.
Out of that corn.
Brilliant
Chuck,
idea.
We need to do that. Will you set up a cornfield where we can come out of? You're the promo guy.
The other thing, Roger, Spider-Man keeps making money, man. Did you see how much money they made this past week?
Good night.
Another $144 million, I believe. And I'm telling you, this is over $1.6 billion in 2 weeks.
What is so attractive about Spider-Man? What is attractive about
it? There's something that he's always been.
Is it because he's a kid?
I don't know. I think it is. I think it's just the kid.
Is it because he's a kid and we all were? Is it the bully thing?
But think about this, Roger. So, you know, 60 years ago, 70 years ago, Stan Lee's thinking about that. He said, I want to create a character. We're going to call it Spider-Man. Now, you think about this before, you know, somebody, what's a Spider-Man? You know, Spider-Man, really, Stan? And it turns out to be the most popular, guy, probably after Superman and Batman.
It's like, and we're about the Hulk.
The Hulk.
Well,
what is the Hulk?
There's genius in the simplicity.
Yeah.
Mel Kiper.
Todd is the other guy. Todd is the other guy who he's the quarterback guy. No, it's the other NFL draft guy. His name is Todd. Who is the Todd guy? 661-1037 is the number if you can help us out there. Also, did you see this? So we do that. We throw these things at her all the time. By the way, we're at Butcher Shop. Yeah. All the steak and egg breakfasts will go on sale at 7 o'clock. $20 per one. You can take it with you if you want to.
Yeah, take a couple.
So we always say, "What would you do for how much money?" And how much would you be willing? Is it tax included or no tax?
You know what? Take home.
Take home is what you would say. Yeah. So today, one of our services said, "Would you?" They actually did a polling with the people who read their columns. Would you drink your significant other's bathwater? Todd McShay, thank you. Todd. Would you drink your significant other's bathwater for $1,000?
No.
Okay, what do you think? The poll asked
$1,000. No. You know what? Because I have $1,000.
What percentage people do you think said yes they would do it?
What percentage people?
When they would ask if you got $1,000 to drink your Chuck's okay. got a funny look okay. on his face.
I listen. I don't want to come across as being holier than thou. Here's the thing. There was a time that I would have done it for $650.
Okay. Let me give you some more details.
You got to qualify.
Let me qualify this. You don't have to worry about dirt from the outside. Your partner would bathe or shower normally to rinse off, then lay in a tub of warm water for 20 minutes. You'd have to drink a liter of that to get the cash.
How much is a liter? Is that how much is the? Okay, I'll do that. Okay. I mean, you're not even talking about this. It's not even nasty water. $1,000 I mean, that's take home.
What do you think? What do you think the percentage of people who said yes were?
Based on those qualifications, I'll say 85%.
What do you think, Chuck? 81%. Roger is right. Okay. People go, wait a minute. You mean you took a shower before you got in the bathtub? That's easy peasy.
That's easy.
Now, listen, if it's me and you after we've been out, in a football practice,
you coming off the podium yesterday.
Listen,
you were sweating.
Think about this. How about that? Can we not get the darn air conditioner to work at the War Memorial? Come on, man. What about the time RJ drank the grape juice when we had which is worse, to drink the foot juice knowing that we had stopped those grapes,
right?
And he drank it, or is it doing bath water?
I think juice. It was Joe Klein's foot juice.
No,
it was mine too. No, it was Joe.
You keep pushing me out.
Why do I?
Joe was on a different deal.
Okay,
Joe was
You're right. Here's the deal. And he had church sock lint in there too. He had church sock lint.
And he did that for a reason.
You know what I'm talking about?
He'd raise money for charity.
I'm talking about church sock lint. That's a day. You know, you could see it.
He raised money for doing that too.
Well, he did. He sure did. But there's also RJ. Also, this is much. Well, he's not my state, but he's my buddy. He also took a dare and rolled a piece of gum on the floor, on the ground outside.
Oh, my gosh, he did.
He goes, I'll roll gum on dirt. And
he did.
So I said,
while you're looking for that, okay. Kyle Jackson over at Midtown Plumbing goes, what kind of question is this? Bathwater and foot juice? That's exactly right, Kyle.
That's
how we break it down.
That's right.
Listen, this is a national service that said somebody somewhere in the country put that out there. 81% said no problemo. For a leader, no, like you said, right? A leader, you know, a little soapy.
That's it.
A little soapy going down. Come on, Chuck.
Is it soapy?
It's probably a little soapy.
Okay.
That's okay. Foot juice, you got toenails. Got toenail fungus.
Yeah, church lint sock. You've got church sock lint. You've got a little jam in there. There might even be some, I don't know what it is. There's got to be little rocks in it.
Yeah, the little rocks. But anyway, so RJ did that. So that's one of the studies that came out. The other one, a couple of things. Did you hear now where KFC and Oreo have collaborated to create the fried chicken cookie? Now, we've already been eating that at state fairs now, right? They've already been doing the state fair thing. They've been frying chocolate chip cookies or Oreos for a while. But now KFC apparently is going to try to do this in their store. But it wasn't started in America. What country, Roger, was it started in?
Is it a communist country?
I would say yes.
China.
So in KFC in China, they are frying the Oreo. Again, we've been doing this in state fairs for years. Remember all the things we're frying at the state fair? So come on, China. Come on, China. Late to the game, big boy. We've been doing that in America for 20 years.
What are they doing?
Last but not least, I want to throw out, Anne Hathaway said that she thinks movies where a dog dies should be rated R.
Ooh.
Because she thinks it's really heavy.
It's sad, dude.
Yeah.
It is. It is.
Now,
RJ, now listen, Danny Joe Crawford taught us years ago that having pets die gets you ready for when humans die.
So that's good point.
To help you. You gave your pet away, Pierre.
I never seen to see dogs die.
I've never
seen any of my dogs die.
I have put pets down, and it crushes you.
I know. I don't want them.
If you don't cry at Old Yeller.
Yeah, I watched that. I think I cried. I think I did.
Should know.
The other thing, Roger, as we go to break, it is a great birthday today, and I expect some clips there, Mr. Wall Guy.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Wall, you know whose birthday it is?
No.
Mr. Wall Guy, I expect plenty of these great clips from the one and only Doc Holliday's birthday is today, born in 1851.
Wow.
I really don't like him now. What was else?
Look, darling. Johnny Ringo's an
educated man. I'll be your Huckleberry. And that is the most discussed line in movie history, right, what he meant by that.
Why, Johnny Ringo, you look like somebody just walked on your grave.
That's very good. Very good, Chucky. That's
what
right.
What do you always say?
He was talking to him. All right, longer.
That's Ringo. That's Ringo. Yeah.
You want to hit something there?
Well, I don't know.
You want to listen to it off air?
Well, no, I'm just trying to make sure that, there you go. This is a good one. I know this is him right here. Let's see. Let's see if we can...
A lot of moving, a lot of lines.
It's not your problem, Doc. You don't have to mix up in this. That is a hell of a thing for you to say to me.
I don't mean that.
All right, Virge. You're gone.
There it is right there. That's it. Yeah. That's just a hell of a thing.
Yeah, that's Wyatt Earp talking to
anyway. But you don't like the Doc Holliday in
Wyatt never should have been created. Yeah. It should be one. Should be one movie and everything else should be deleted.
It's a good one.
All right, so if you want to be part of the show, we had a chance to read any of the messages. We'll come back and hit the Middleton Eaton Air text line. Yeah,
and we have
the sound. Okay, we'll do it when we come back. We'll set that up.
Tease it up. This is great sound once again from the short hair, short grass with Trey Schaap.
Trey is giving us phrases that we need to know about.
And so. I'll need it tomorrow because I'll be playing golf tomorrow. I don't know where, if I'll be playing Pine Valley. Is that what it's called?
Pleasant Valley.
Pleasant Valley. Pleasant Pine Valley. That's a soap opera.
Yeah, soap opera.
Or if I'll be playing at the Village. I don't know, but I'll need this term.
All right, don't go away. 661-1037 is the number. Live at the Butcher Shop. Remember, everything starts at 7 o'clock. Come out here and pay $20 for steak and egg. You can buy more than one. You can take them with you, take them to the office, take them back to the family, or eat them right here with us. It'll be a good time until the food runs out. All helping out Youth Home.
So much rhythm, grace, and heaven there for one man.
It's David Basil with Morning Mayhem for my good friends at Baptist Health. You know, in sports, we talk about the best ability being availability. You can't help the team if you're on the sidelines. The same goes for your life outside the stadium. Baptist Health is all about keeping you in the game. That starts with the screenings we often put off, like colonoscopies and prostate exams. Now, I get it. Nobody wants to schedule these, but at Baptist Health, they make it simple. They aren't just looking for problems. They're looking for peace of mind. Catching things early isn't just to win, is the ultimate game changer for you and your family. And if you ever do need a procedure, Baptist Health is leading the way with the new Da Vinci 5 robotic surgical system. It's the latest in surgical precision, meaning smaller incisions, less pain, and most importantly, a much faster recovery. It's world-class healthcare delivered with a servant's heart right here in Arkansas. Don't wait for a symptom to be your wake-up call. Visit Baptist-Health.com today to schedule your screening. You'll be so glad you did. Baptist Health, for you, for life.
Instant fun every day? That's a win. The chance at a life-changing jackpot? Win. Creating scholarships for Arkansas students? That's the biggest win of all. When you play the lottery, it's a win, win, win for Arkansas. So far, the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery has raised over $1.5 billion to fund more than 822,000 scholarships. Keep playing and win, win, winning, Arkansas. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
Every week, tens of thousands of public school students nationwide attend free LifeWise Bible classes during school hours. This opportunity is now available to students at select schools in Benton, Bryant, Bauxite, Greenbrier, and Academics Plus. Enrollment is open for LifeWise Academy. With parent permission, students attend off-campus classes 1 hour per week to receive Bible-based character education as part of their school day. To learn more or enroll, find your school at LifeWise.org. LifeWise.org.
Hello, folks. It's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep store right here in Sherwood. You know, everybody's talking about what can I afford. So, we are working very hard to get those payments lower than ever. Folks, our factory has given us the largest incentives ever. We're selling Dodge Ram trucks for discounts we have never offered before. Come in and let us lower your payment on your new vehicle. Did you know that the new Dodge Ram truck has a 100,000-mile or 10-year warranty? That's a great warranty. Folks, also, I want to offer a free warranty on all used car retail sales. Remember, others don't show you the price on the windshield. Everyone gets my best price with no hassle. As we say on TV or radio, our best prices are posted online and on the windshield. Come see us at Fletcher Dodge here in Sherwood on Warden Road. We welcome your business. Thank you.
Take your family to the best Christmas show of the year, Pentatonix, Christmas in the City Tour. Saturday, December 12th, Simmons Bank Arena. Pentatonix. Tickets on sale today at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. Come celebrate with the Grammy Award-winning favorites. Pentatonix, live.
Hey, it's David Basil for my good friends at Bath Fitter. I've been working with Bath Fitter for over a decade now. They're a family-owned business that's been around for over 40 years. They are the pioneers of the acrylic bath industry. Bath Fitter offers a one-of-a-kind remodeling process that's easy and stress-free. They offer a wide selection of beautiful and functional showers, and with their seamless one-piece walls and hundreds of design options, you can refresh your shower space in no time. They can even convert your existing bath into a shower. Check them out online at BathFitterLittleRock.com and tell them Basil sent you.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Flyway Brewing. It's always open season at Flyway Brewing, serving two Central Arkansas locations, North Little Rock and now open in Breckenridge Village. Check out current promotions at FlywayBrewing.com. Flyway Brewing, follow the migration. We encourage you to wet your beak responsibly.
Hey, everybody. This is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Paz and the boys on the Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
Oh, yeah.
Baby, here I am.
All right, 6:51, got a short segment here. It is Friday, TGIF. We are here at the Butcher Shop in West Little Rock at the end of 6:30. What is the road? I never
Hermitage.
Hermitage Road.
Hermitage Road.
Been here for quite some time, this building. You know, yep. Al Watkins used to have the Butcher Shop. He sold it to Kevin Case.
Yep.
They're getting ready to cook steaks beginning at 7 o'clock, $20 per steak. Yep.
Chuck, that's us, yes. Big picture of us there in Montana.
Yeah, I forgot
on
about that
wall.
That. Yes.
That's a great picture of us in on the horses. You see it, Chuck, on that wall?
He didn't care.
He didn't care anymore.
Look, never mind. Shut up. I'm on the phone.
He's trying to find me something else, exactly.
Come by and take a part in this, and let's help a really good cause in youth home, one that's very special to us.
You bet.
661-1037 is the number to our Middleton Heat and Air text line. Those folks are really working hard, Rob. Roger, a tip of the hat to all the folks at Middleton and everybody in that business and those out there working on the highways, yeah, that are the roofs, the attics. Man, it's tough going.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's crazy outside. I had a great time at Mainline Sports Bar last night. Great crowd.
Oh, wonderful.
Had some folks from that were
talking about it yesterday. We got to do
Hawaii,
better.
From Hawaii. Yes. Well, you left. We talked about it after you left. From Hawaii, they're visiting. They stopped at Hot Springs because they're traveling and hitting the state parks. Hot Springs obviously is in there, national parks, national parks, and they're going to be on a music trek as well. So they're on their way to Memphis now. And I was telling them today is the anniversary of the death of Elvis's mother on August 14th. That's when she passed away, and of course the 16th.
Oh, we're coming up on Elvis Day.
They're traveling around. Had some veterans that had come back. Todd Warple was there with his group. That was fantastic. Want to say thanks to them for coming in. Obviously the Coons showing up, we appreciate them. Qualls and those guys. But so great crowd there last night. And I'm even giving away fans because it's hot in there.
Yeah, it was.
It's hot in there. So when I'm getting dressed yesterday to head down there, I take my black Morning Mayhem shirt out of my drawer and I go, it's too hot for me to even put that on. I don't even want to put that on. It'll be too hot to go outside. So I put on a white one to go outside. That's how hot it is. I mean, I took a picture of the thermostat in my car, and it said a $116. I know it was sitting in the
driveway.
We're in that
100-degree stretch now where every day is going to be 100 degrees. A couple things real quick, Roger. Let's hit some messages here. John Wick's death, dog death gets me worst. Of course, that brought him back, John Wick. They killed his dog, and they don't even show it. They just show the dog laying there.
Right. Someone says I can't watch Homeward Bound. Kills me, and the dogs sure. make it home. And the dogs make it home. I don't know yeah. where the red fern grows. I cried. I don't know about that. Agree. Old Yeller too. All the bathwater does is dilute the funk. Not sure what that means. This is a great point. RJ will do all that, but not drink cereal milk or dip cookies and eat them.
Great.
That is a very good point.
Very good.
I turn the car on. The first thing I hear is toenail fungus. Love the show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for seeing the greatness of Thank Morning you. Mayhem.
Would you please email Terry Mahan and Justin Acri and let them know that's why you listen. Thank you. That's why we cheer.
Someone says, I'm sure this is Spider-Man, $1.77 billion and not slowing down much. Number 10 movie of all time. We'll probably finish 6 or 7 all time. We'll see.
Really?
Movies are more expensive now, so they're making more money. So,
yeah.
Frank Caliendo impersonating Kuiper. That's what it is. It's Caliendo impersonating Kuiper about Todd.
Okay.
Yeah, it's so good.
I'll look it up.
Thank you for all the folks saying this. McShay. Somebody says, I think you were on something last year with Cal Raleigh. 60 home runs last season and only 51 hits this season. I'm just saying.
51 hits?
Yes. He hit like 220. I got ridiculed for just bringing up something. Seemed a little fishy.
Yes, you did.
He goes to one of the greatest seasons, that, like Babe Ruth and Barry Bonds, and now he can't hit 220. Yeah. I'm just saying. I hate it for the guy, but yeah. I just thought it was odd for him to have such a great year last year. I don't know.
No.
Let's see here. Hey, Roger, this tat will never be removed.
I like it.
What is it? Cowboys.
Cowboys star. Whoop, whoop.
When your check is removed in 2 years as AD, we know how much Baz has. Again, Chuck to say it yesterday, Chuck Gatlin to say, David, you handled it perfectly.
Yeah,
you took the high road.
Yeah.
Disappointed he's not coming.
Sure.
We want him to come. We want him back next year. But from a PR standpoint, this is what's going to happen. He's going to be criticized left and right for whatever reason deciding not to come. You know, when he had plenty in his ammo now ammo belt to go, let me tell you what I've been doing since last year. You know, I stumbled the last couple of times coming down here. Mm-hmm. You know, Basil drives me crazy, but I'm here to tell some good news. But he lost that yesterday by not coming, and so that was his choice, and I hate it.
He lost his opportunity. Now that wound is festering.
Yeah, and I am glad that John Tyson's coming. I think we'll get some interesting input from him about the money game. I was trying to see if I could combine him with that guy from Texas Tech, the billionaire from Texas Tech. Of course, you know John Tyson worth $3 billion, but John just wanted to do a solo deal with me. He didn't want to do it with other guys, so we'll break it down that way. Someone says, Baz, I think HY days are numbered as AD. He should have shown up.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
Well, as long as he has votes on the board, Roger,
right.
He's protected.
That's
Here's
right.
one. Bring back Steak Burger Friday. That was a very big part.
They
they're still doing it, right?
They do it. I think they do it at more of a more segmented than they used to do.
Here's when all dogs go to heaven. Hey, by the way, Roger, what is our Justin Moore Finish the Lyrics song brought to you by Hagen's Dodge?
I've got it right here highlighted, Stray Dogs.
Stray Dogs.
We're doing Stray Dogs.
Okay, so all you got to do is go to the song Stray Dogs, mm-hmm. and then what are we playing for, Roger? Is this the $100 deal?
You want to do the $100?
It's probably the most challenging of all the ones.
Then let's do it.
You got to sing it, though.
You got to
sing the song.
It's a $100 gift card. Here it is right there. It's the last one that we got from Family Market last week. We gave away three $50s, and this is $100. And if I may be so bold, if I may borrow from Tom Hanks in the movie Saving Private Ryan, you're going to earn this.
Yeah,
you're going to sing
it's
this
easy.
Song.
It's easy money.
You download the lyrics to Stray Dogs. Listen to the song, and you better nail it, or you're not getting this money. I'm not just giving $100. Who do you think we are, Wes Moore?
And Roger.
Joe Franklin?
Roger.
No.
It is go time, baby. The doors are open.
Yeah,
they are feeding steak and egg. Come on. How about you, though, everybody? 7 o'clock.
This is Larry Culpepper, the inventor of the college football playoff. When I'm in Arkansas, I always listen to 103.7 The Buzz. Ice cold, Dr. Pepper, help!
You work out, but you walk the same route. You go to the old never-changing club with old machines and same routines. You need the excitement and variety of the Little Rock.